Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we taught that the voice of the Lord in our heart should be as familiar as the voice of our spouse in our ear. Follow along as we start there today. Salvation is not a picture of our marriage. Our marriage is to be a picture of our relationship with Jesus Christ. We enter into that relationship with commitment. He's the head, we're in subjection. We become one with Him. You see, God made man a living spirit with a soul and a body. We are not a body with a soul and spirit. Instead, we are a spirit and soul with a body. When the Bible says we are made in His image, the Bible tells us that God is an image. That God is a spirit. Excuse me, not an image. God is a spirit. We have a spirit. Ours is very marred. But obviously, He had intended before man's fall to have a companion to know Him, and the relationship with Him would be just a growing relationship that was so good for us. But sin separated us from that. Adam in the garden heard the voice of God call unto him. Now, the serpent had also spoken. I believe other animals could talk. But you see, the voice of God in the garden was so familiar to Adam. He knew exactly who it was. When my wife calls me on the telephone, I don't have to say, "Well, who is this?" Oh, no, I know who it is. That's the love of my life. But my friend, it should be the desire of every one of us who are saved that the voice of the Lord in our heart, in the very depths of our inner man, is just as familiar as the voice of our spouse to our ear. Therefore, our marriage is to emulate what the true relationship is that exists between Christ and the believer. It is an eternal relationship. And that is why John chapter 10, verses 27 through 29 says, "My sheep hear my voice." How do they hear it? In their heart. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." You see, there is everlasting life in Christ Jesus. Now, my friend, let me ask you something. Is your relationship being built with the Lord so that you know that His voice in your heart is just as familiar as the voice of your spouse in your ear? Now, His voice in your heart, if it's His voice, it will never, never, never contradict the Word of God, because Psalms 138:2, He's exalted His Word even above His own name. And every knee's going to bow at the name of Jesus one day. Things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth. And all tongues will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, this is important. Marriage is to be a type of the relationship we have with Christ. Now, let me show you how important that is. Moses was in the wilderness, and the Jews were out of water. And so God told Moses, take a stick and hit the side of the rock, and out would come water. He hit the rock one time, water came out, fed a couple million people and their stock, livestock and all that. I mean, it fed them all, took care of them all, quenched their thirst. That was quite a rock, wasn't it? Well, they go on to the wilderness wanderings, and later they're out of water again. And so the people start to complain, and the Lord says to Moses, now this time just speak to the rock. But Moses met these people. They're griping, they're complaining against God, the things they're doing against God, and he gets angry with their sin. But nonetheless, God told him to speak to the rock. Instead, he strikes it a couple of times, and out flows water. But God also said, Moses, you've disobeyed. You won't enter the promised land. You see, the first time he struck the rock, the first time in the wilderness, was a type of the cross. And the water of life would flow to us through Jesus Christ. It spoke of our salvation. But Moses could not enter the promised land. Just like that's a type of us as Christians who are saved, so as by fire we're saved from Egypt, but we lose our reward. Now, Moses does appear with Elijah at the Mount of Transfiguration. But nonetheless, in this life, in this flesh, he could not enter into the promised land. And it became a type of the Christian that loses his reward and is saved so as by fire. You see, the type that he broke was that whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. First time Christ was crucified, but we're not to crucify him afresh. And so that was such a bad thing in God's sight. See, we don't understand the holiness of God. We'd see that more things that do go on in our lives is sin. We need to strive to be holy and acceptable unto the Lord. And that's only reasonable. Reasonable in our serving, reasonable in our worship. Marriage is for a lifetime because that was God's design. Verse 6 said, wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore hath God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Now, there are two offices of the local church that are not occupied by divorced people. That is deacon and pastor. I don't look at that as a punishment, as some people do. I know some people look at that as, oh, that is a great punishment. No, I don't look at it that way. I think it's more to show the importance to the people of God of a type of our relationship with him. Now, this is the will of God. Jesus told us, from the beginning it was not so, but a man cleaves to his mother and wife, till death do us part. But, for the cause of fornication they can, but that's not his first will. That's not what he really wanted. That's not the first will of the Lord for people to get divorced. Now, there's a high divorce rate today, and it's higher in churches, and it's following the world. Since the world just moves in and lives together, then people that do get married and they claim to be saved, they don't realize their marriage is to emulate Christ. Men, you represent Christ. Women, you represent the local church. It's not that you two just stay together but have no joy in the relationship. No, you stay together regardless, but you'll have storms of life. But understand that marriage, even in the storms of life, a husband and wife can love each other and just have the joy of being together, although they go through the storms together. See, when he said, except for the cause of fornication, Jesus is not counseling or encouraging people to divorce. As I've said, I've never encouraged or counseled people to get divorced. It's always been the opposite. But what I am saying is this. He said, for the hardness of your heart. Other words, he didn't want them to divorce, but he's allowed it because of fornication. And they wouldn't let him minister grace to their heart. And don't get down on a person like that. Understand, when a person's been hurt so badly like that, It's hard. It's hard. And I've counseled too many, and they've told me of what they go through. The mental anguish, the public embarrassment, and everything else, it's hard. And if you've never walked in those shoes, just understand it's hard, especially when you've loved someone with all your heart. It's hard. And God is saying, let me give you grace to endure, but it will still be hard. Even when he gives grace, he'll just give you the strength to endure. But that's it. Now, this is why we call it holy matrimony. God's design is they remain twain, one flesh, until death do they part. And let not man put asunder. Now that, again, is God's first will. Now, a lot of people don't like that term, first will. So maybe we could say the greatest, the most important desire of God. For example, God chose Saul and wanted him to be king. He said his line would continue if. In other words, God still could have brought the line of Christ through David, even if David had never been king. Yet God used Saul, but not for the purpose, the best purpose, as originally given. The same with David. He had the promise of the kingly line. Christ would come through that line, and God blessed and used him greatly, writing his psalms and all that. But because of his sin, the sword would not depart out of his house. Now look, a person gets a divorce, they may not be able to continue in a church as a pastor or deacon. But he can witness. He can sing. He may teach a Sunday school class, or she may sing or teach a Sunday school class and witness. And there are many other things they can do. You just can't be a pastor or a deacon, because God gave that rule. Although, people try to add to that list. Don't add to what God has said, because you are not more holy than God. Instead, you miss the type. Christ is the head. The church is the bride. And he just wants the offices of pastor and deacon to reflect that. Pastor has a head, and the deacons work as a wife would work in the home. And that's just a reflection of that. So don't go against God. Don't go against his will. Now, this was God's will from the beginning, and he would have used it still. If man had not fallen, there'd still be husband and wife, and they'd be one flesh.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.